Good morning, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. This morning in the Spotlight, Bev Scotland, Director of Development for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary and hosting the event Wings, Wine, and Wetlands, a benefit for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Laguna Foundation for those who aren't familiar.
Laguna Foundation was created to conserve and protect the Laguna de Santa Rosa and the wetlands and the watershed, and also to inspire public appreciation for the wetland. It's a wetland of international importance. And we've been doing our work for 30 years, a combination of conservation and education.
Yes, and what do you mean by international importance? How does that tie into the global scale?
There aren't that many wetlands of international importance, and certainly not many in the country. And we were designated one a couple of years ago, and we're very proud of it. It's because it's an important ecosystem, and it has a lot of biodiversity. And that's our mission, is to restore all of that. And it's beautiful, and it improves the quality of life for all of our residents and visitors to the county.
That's so special to have something that local and so important. How has the Laguna Foundation, over the course of 30 years, changed and developed and, I would say, kind of adapted to the area and the developing region of the Sebastopol area?
We started out really as a West County organization, but we've gone beyond that, and we think that we're an important national resource to all of the county and the region. We've conserved 250 acres. We've planted 65,000 native plants. We have a brand new nursery, a state-of-the-art nursery, where we grow native plants. And in fact, we've been giving them out free of charge to people who have been affected by the fires and want to plant native plants. And also, our education department, we provide public education through workshops and presentations. And we have our signature program, A Learning Laguna, which is for second, fourth graders. Right. And so really what we're trying to do is build the next generation of stewards. It's really important to us that children recognize, you know, learn about nature, learn about the importance of the Laguna. It's in their own backyard. And then they grow up wanting to take care of it.
That sounds beautiful. So what about this event? Tell us about it.
Well, Wings, Wine, and Wetlands. Yeah, it's a fun event. It's at the Laguna Foundation. Again, we're celebrating our 30th year. And of course, it's full of delicious food and very wonderful wine and brews. Gayla Barron will be there, and she'll be presenting our Watershed Hero Award to Vic and Karen Trioni for all of their many years of support. So we're very excited about that. We'll have exhibits about what the foundation does. We'll even have a goat, Picasso the goat. He's our conservation grazer. So we'll be talking about conservation grazing. We have a raffle, which is a five-night stay in Maui. And it's on a beautiful location. And really, the Laguna Foundation depends on donations. And we appreciate all of the support we have in the community and, of course, all of the help we have with volunteers. So we just hope people come out and have a great time. It'll be a beautiful afternoon. It always is.
Wonderful. And how can people volunteer?
People can just go on our website, lagunafoundation.org. They can just find out about all the different volunteer opportunities throughout the year, whether it's events or becoming stewards or working at the foundation headquarters. And also they can buy tickets through the Laguna, so lagunafoundation.org to buy tickets. We always sell out, so we hope people will buy tickets early. And this year also, the funds raised are going to support scholarships for our Camp Thule campers. We recently began a summer camp, and we've been expanding it more and more, and many, many of the campers receive scholarships. So a lot of the proceeds this year will be going towards that. And again, it's all because we want to raise the next generation of wetland stewards.
Well, thank you so much, Bev.
Thank you.
And again, we've been talking about the event Wings, Wine, and Wetlands, a benefit for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, happening at 2 p.m. on June 9th. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.